Let me be perfectly clear. Iowa farmers do not have to allow surveys. They do not have to allow trespassers onto their land. They don't have to engage in mediation and arbitration. That is what they're pushing now, the IUB, that we don't have to give in to the administrative state.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rebecca Terrell with the New American Magazine, and with me today in the spotlight is attorney and Iowa farmer Carol Jean Mueller-Stein, who has taken a lead role in defending landowners against the carbon capture pipeline land grab throughout the Corn Belt. Carol, thanks for joining me today.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well,
Thank
you
you for
recently
asking.
spoke. Yeah, I appreciate you being here. You recently spoke at a rally in Fort Dodge, and it was very powerful what you said. You revealed some disturbing failures of certain government officials in your state. It seems they might be a
Oh,
little
yeah.
bit more interested in dollar signs than in protecting the rights of Iowans. But I want to start first. Let's start with your background and how you've come to this fore in standing up for the landowners.
Well, I'm an attorney licensed in Minnesota and Iowa. I'm supposed to be retired, and I wish that was true. My husband is basically fourth generation landowner, Century Farm. That means more than 100 years in one family. That was Halloween 1901. In a few more years, we'll qualify as a heritage farm, and that's 140 years in the same family. And that's a distinction under Iowa statute, and Ted's folks were so proud of that. Anyway, so Navigator, it's like everybody. First, the NuStar pipeline, Navigator. Before that, some power company to feed the nitrogen plant 3 miles wants to take our land to use it for any, they want an easement. And we have objected. I've filed several briefs. Among hundreds and thousands of other people have filed objections to the pipeline. They want to put it through our walnut grove, 100-year-old trees. They want to put it right next to our cricket barn that was falling down, and we've improved it somewhat. We still have a long way to go. But we're right here. We're ground zero. This is ridiculous. And all of our neighbors are in the same situation because if you do the studies, you go to Setarsha, Mississippi, and look at what's happened down there. You're going to find out if that pipeline goes through and it's in our walnut grove, we're dead. So is our neighbors, the cows, every living thing. And it's all to make these global predators money. It's all based on tax credits and subsidies. And this is something that was never meant. And it's violating our constitutional rights, of course. Fifth Amendment, Takings Clause, 14th Amendment, incorporation into the states and our laws in Iowa as well. The
Now,
worst part.
did
Go
you say
ahead.
that when you were talking before at the rally, I think you said something about eminent domain has already been invoked in Iowa? Is that what I did
Oh,
I catch that right?
yes. This was Ted and I spent 2 days at the NuStar case. That's the ammonia pipeline, which is a toxic pipeline as well. It
Okay.
benefits one company. And the transcript, anybody can read it, 2 days. And they granted eminent domain over Hays Mankey 9, which, is, and this is on appeal now, or it's in the district courts, a Century Farm and over a heritage farm. The lady is trying to, wonderful people, woman and her mother lived on the property, her son lived on the property. She was trying to go organic. And it's this rolling land, and they were going to destroy it.
Wow.
And they were granted eminent, or they granted NuStar eminent domain. And at that hearing over both of those properties, at that hearing, you would, there is no doubt it was all about making money for NuStar. And that violates Iowa Constitution. They're not supposed to be taking land by eminent domain for private profit. And that is what they did. And it's crazy because the other thing that happened, we had the 2 day hearing, and we're talking full days, getting home at 9 o'clock at night.
Well,
And it was, I think that the board was ready to deny the permit. So our governor went ahead and replaced two members of the board. And the opinion came out, or the permit was granted almost immediately after the two members of the board were appointed. They could never have read the objections. They could have never read a two-day transcript and digested it. So there's power, there's playing going around here in Iowa. It hurts my heart.
Right, right. And now the Iowa Utilities Board is a three-member unelected board.
Unelected. It's an administrative agency. Many people do not understand. It's a part of the administrative state. They are judge, jury, and executioner, and they are out of control. They think they have the power to grant anybody who does a pipeline petition to them. I could do one for a sprinkler on my neighbor's property. If I did it before the board, they'd say I'm a pipeline and I'm for a public use, and they would have power. I mean, this is how far they have taken the so-called powers in the statute. And we have very clear language, you know, plain meaning of the words. Mm-hmm. Cannot take agricultural, you know, land for an economic purpose. And that's what it is. So right. Shame now, on them.
Shame on them. But you, as an attorney, know your rights and you have been pushing back. And I want to just put this, I want to read some of this letter you have been sending Navigator, one of the pipeline companies, letters telling them, oh, no, you're not coming onto my property. You're not surveying. I know this is happening in South Dakota, too, where they passed a law saying any company with an active application before the Public Utilities Board can go on to any property without permission and conduct surveys. And you say in Iowa, that is simply not true. And you actually told Navigator, oh, no, you don't. And if you do, we will press charges. And you signed off by saying, leave us alone in your letter. So
that's
tell me about this.
That was my fourth letter to Navigator. You know, there is the case that came down by our Supreme Court, you know, law of the land. That was Cedar Point Nursery versus Haseed. And that came out in November of 2021. And I think, I forget when Navigator's petition came out, was the fall before, or the winter before, February. So in November, we had a case come down from the Supreme Court. Law of the land says the power to exclude is the most important part of our bundle of sticks of property ownership. You know, and that means that if it's a per se violation, it means no excuses, no remedy. It's just a per se violation of our Fifth Amendment right. And Iowa's constitution reflects that. So what it means is that, what, how to put it? They're violating Iowa statute 476B15, which gives these predators, pipeline companies, the right to enter property, is a violation. It's a per se. It doesn't matter if you do it one time. It doesn't matter if it's a short duration. If you read the Clay County case that came down where Navigator sued a landowner, Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-N-G, I think, it's right on point. It shows what those surveys are like. The fourth survey they can do can be up to 8 hours, and it's very invasive. Wow. I mean, and I'm positive that Judge Sandy wrote that for the Supreme Court of the United States, because this is going straight up to them, I tell you. Anyway, is that, maybe I'm going on and on.
No. This is important to know, because I think that other landowners, like you have neighbors and you know other farmers who have signed these easements just because they've been coerced.
Right. And there are thousands of objections. My neighbor, very lovely lady, Anita Hunold, up the street, she's 80 something. I mean, probably closer to 90. She's a widow. They kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And then they tell lies. They say, oh, all of your neighbors have signed. That means you're a bad neighbor if you don't sign. And, you know, we're going to take it by eminent domain anyway if you don't sign on the dotted line. She wrote a letter a statement that I attached to my brief, and she wrote letters to the governor. No response whatsoever. Nobody cares about us here, about farmers.
Wow.
So many corrupt ties to the pipelines here. I don't know if you want me to go into that, but our governor received funding for her last campaign election, and I thought I could trust her. And then the party, when she won, I guess Navigator gave up $135,000 to party about it.
Wow.
Then the prior governor, Branstad, was ambassador to China, and he's on some kind of board. And Vilsack, the governor before that, tried to veto the eminent domain legislation I was referring to. And our state went into special session for the first time in 40 years, and they overrode Governor Vilsack's veto of our eminent domain legislation. So our statute here in Iowa is protective of farmers. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's not saying, oh, well, we want to give all our power to the IUB, to the Iowa Utilities Board. No. And those words are still on the books. When you look at legislative history or legislative statutory interpretation, you don't go outside of the words. You look at the words first.
Right.
And if the words are ambiguous, they are uncertain, then you can say, oh, well, maybe they meant this or maybe they meant that. But we have such powerful words and the intention is there. Anyway, here
right.
we go.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, another thing I want to point out here is all the farmers are always going to be against eminent domain. You know, people might roll their eyes and they go, oh, well, it's eminent domain. Those are, you know, two of the most hated words for a public purpose. Mm-hmm. That is the
for
thing.
For a public purpose for roads. We have a road right through the Stein property that was taken by eminent domain. We weren't going to fight that.
Right.
But for a toxic, high pressure, voodoo science thing
right.
to make people money.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Exactly.
Yeah, private,
well,
no.
And we also have to realize too, this is okay. They're talking about these companies together say that they're going to capture 12 million metric tons of carbon every year. Okay. Let's put that in perspective, right? According to our world in data, we emit 34 billion tons of CO2 every year. Okay. So we're going to be capturing this minuscule amount, and the companies that manufacture this equipment that captures the carbon dioxide will admit, this is from one of them. Climeworks Ag is one of the top companies with the latest, greatest technology. In order to capture one metric ton of CO2, it takes 2,650 kilowatt hours of energy. Okay. So in order for a coal plant to generate that amount, mm-hmm. because you're not talking about windmills and solar panels generating that kind of, this
Eight.
Is very energy intensive. In order to
yes.
generate that amount of power, a coal plant has to emit 2.4 metric tons of CO2. So you're capturing one metric ton, you're emitting 2.4 metric tons. That's a net add of 1.4 metric tons. Now, natural gas plants will fare a little bit better, but they're still additive because for that amount
right.
of power, they emit 1.5 metric tons. So right here, we're seeing from the industry's own mouth, we see
right.
that this is not lowering atmospheric carbon dioxide. This is adding
no,
to
a boondoggle. And let
right.
me tell you one other thing. They don't even have a place to sequester yet.
Right.
Illinois has denied their permit. So it's a pipeline to nowhere. Plus,
and the same is true in North Dakota as well. The same is
yeah,
true.
But really, see, and the other thing that NuStar did, the ammonia plant, in their SEC filing, that's plain to see and part of the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing they're talking about now is converting the CO2 to methanol and methane.
Right.
This is, and using it for to make billions and billions on gas products. So
right.
it's a boondoggle. And you know what? We're farmers. We need
right.
CO2. You know, my husband's
exactly.
an engineer. As you said, he worked for the Waste Control Commission for many, many years in toxic environments. He did the same numbers you did.
Mm-hmm.
He said, It's like what, a couple months of car emissions in Des Moines? It, you know, if you put it into plain terms, it's not helping anybody except them. And they want to take the trees down. So they say, oh, well, we'll leave your trees, but no, we'll burrow under. You know what they do? They clear cut because they want drones to fly over. Now I understand it's airplanes to monitor the pipelines once a month. So they're going to clear cut all these trees that, you know, use the CO2 or make it for us. And they're changing the whole dynamic of our environment with this.
Well, and that's true too. You have to think, people who are not in farming don't understand that it's not just dirt down there below the surface.
Oh.
It is tile drainage systems, it is
Oh.
irrigation systems, and once you break those up, you are affecting the productivity of the entire plot of land, not just that 100-foot easement, plus the productivity of properties that are downstream from you. So
Right.
this is, we're looking at a time in our nation's history when we're facing food shortages, which is
Yes.
unbelievable. This is something that is contrived. It's not that the earth has not suddenly stopped producing. It's that the federal government
No.
is getting in the way, right? And
Right.
I think that probably if you and I were having this conversation 4 or 5 years ago, people would be like, but
Yeah,
now in the post-COVID
we wouldn't have
era,
believed it.
people are willing to realize, oh, you know what? There might be something to these conspiracy theories after all. So
Yeah.
my point in bringing that up about all of this carbon capture technology being net carbon additive is to say,
Yes.
what's the other? There's another agenda afoot that they're not
Oh.
talking about here.
Oh,
Part
sure.
of it, I see, is a land grab, which is
Oh, yes.
exactly what they have spelled out in Agenda 2021, the
Yes.
agreement that they signed in the 1990s. George Bush signed us onto it
Yes.
back then, and now it's known as Agenda 2030. And part of
Right.
that is the communist goal of
Right.
no more private property ownership, just
You got it. This is
right.
not a conspiracy theory. If you look around and the sky's clouding up and it's going to rain, it's going to rain. All we have to do is pay attention to what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. There was a thing recently, Kamala Harris was reading from a script, our vice president, and she had the three goals, and one was crossed out, but she read it anyway, and that was reduce the population.
Population.
What the
Right.
hell is going on here?
They're
So,
saying, they said that she was supposed to say reduce pollution, but that's not what she
you
said.
know, I'm sorry. This is our puppet government, and shame on
Well, Carol,
except.
give me your wish list. What top three things would you advise to farmers who are facing this? What top three things would you, in a perfect world, what would you want to see happen right now?
God, you probably want to cut the tape when I say this. I
Right.
want President Trump back. I want the real president. You know, if you look at what's been happening to our country in the last 3 years, oh my God, it's shocking to me. What? You know, joyous life. We should all have that. I would say, everybody move to Iowa, but don't everybody move to Iowa. You know, go. The big cities are toxic. They're abusing our children, my grandchildren. Our government is forcing things on us that should never have been forced on us. I'm scared. My brother is dying of stage 4 liver cancer that he didn't have 6 months ago after he recovered from breast cancer. He was. Received the COVID shot and all the boosters, and now he's dying. And he came down here to say his goodbyes 2 months ago, and he's failing so fast, he's going to be dead in another month. I mean, these things, he's only 66. These things are not supposed to happen to our young people.
Right, I'm
You
so
know,
sorry. I really my condolences to you about that.
I'm.
And that's something actually that we have been covering too, that they're seeing these upsurges in cancers in people who have
No.
taken that COVID jab. So
They
that's
call them
troubling.
curable cancers. And I mean, what I told my audience, Let me be perfectly clear. Iowa farmers do not have to allow surveys. They do not have to allow trespassers onto their land. They don't have to engage in mediation and arbitration. That is what they're pushing now, the IUB, that we don't have to give in to the administrative state. People should be, you know, the legislature for 2 years in a row here didn't even bring the bill to the floor of the Senate that the House passed. And it wasn't a great bill, but it would have been duped. They would have duped it out on the floor. They would have arrived at something. They would have curtailed the power of the IUB. Clearly, right, they would have, you know, controlled their dog, but they didn't do it. And you know why? Because if they had passed it in the Senate, and they would have, our governor would have had to veto it. And they would overrode her veto, just like they did in 2006, because we're brave down here and we know what's right. And I'm, you know, I'm not as strong as my neighbors, but hey, we're good. And we would have done the right thing, but we didn't get the chance because three of the subcommittee in the Senate, and one of them was sick for so long, they put a temporary person in. So they said, oh no, we can't let it go to the floor. We need to know who's voting for it and against it. We need to know who is getting paid by these pipelines, and we need to kick them out because they're not serving the people. They're serving their own interests. We have to rein in the administrative state, and this is happening. West Virginia versus EPA is another Supreme Court case that came in, and what the Supreme Court is deciding now in a lot of these cases is that some of these issues are too big for an administrative agency. We need the people to decide what is important about this. And that's what's happening in Europe too. Joe Biden thinks he can sign an executive order and all of a sudden we belong, we're giving over sovereignty of the United States to the UN. When I was in Eastern Europe, it was United Nothing. They had graffiti, United Nothing. You hear the stories about what went on over there in the homeland wars. Mm-hmm. You know, we're treading a very scary path right now.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's what I would say. I want real government for the people, mm-hmm. by the people, not the United States thinking it has all the power and they're going to dish it out to whoever they want. We retain those rights and those powers. And
I know that we have, there's one website, sdpropertyrights.com, for the South Dakota farmers who are gathering together to combat these pipelines. Is there anything similar in Iowa?
You know, my husband is putting up a billboard and it's going to have a link on it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Oh man.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure that out and we'll put it in the description. We'll put it in the description for this interview when we post it online.
I almost asked him to join us, but you know, he's the techie guy and I get too passionate about this and wild about it, but he knows all these things and he has decided we're going to use some of our farm money, even all of it if we have to get a billboard up to make people aware of what's going on, because you know, man, this is ridiculous.
Well, God bless you, and we certainly pray for your efforts, and you know, let's keep in touch and give me updates, and we'll broadcast things for you too here, because this is an issue that affects every single American, every single property owning American, because if they can come for your property today, they can come for mine tomorrow.
That's
and we've got to band together on this and keep our country intact under the Constitution that we have. God bless it. So thank you, Carol, so much for your time today. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
All right. Thanks.